This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
This week I'll be cruising from Pemaquid heading east. I'm cruising in our research vessel, which is a 22-foot open sailboat.
So we're sailing next to Garden Island. This is in the Muscle Ridge Channel. It's a gull and cormorant colony. There's maybe, I can't see the whole island, so I'm not sure how many cormorant nests there are, but there must be at least 75 nests. There's maybe 100 double-crested cormorants on the island, maybe a bit more if I saw more of the island. And then there's a mix of herring gull and blackback gull. It's a noisy place, and it's a smelly place because cormorant guano is really smelly. It's actually, you can use it for navigation if it's really foggy and you're wondering where you are in relation to other islands. If you know of a cormorant colony and you're downwind of it, you'll know a long ways off. It really travels, that smell. And almost better than a gong buoy, that it's hard to pinpoint the direction. If you hear a bell going, it can be confusing as to what direction that noise is coming from. But smell, if you've got a little wind, it's really quite good. So there's a lot going on in this colony. There's a lot of movement going on. The gulls are noisy. They're moving around. Cormorants are noisy and moving around. Some are flying in, some are flying out. And the lobster boats adding to the noise. So as a biologist at Maine Natural History Observatory, I've been involved for maybe 20 years now. I forget. Basically every 5 years, Maine Coastal Islands National Wildlife Refuge teams up with Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife to fund getting aerial photographs of all the gull and cormorant colonies, and then Maine Natural History Observatory biologists work to study those high-resolution aerial imagery and get accurate counts of the gulls and cormorants nesting. This is coast-wide. So it takes like 3 days to get the high-resolution aerial imagery, and it takes a bunch of time to stitch it all together. And then it takes our crew a couple months' work to count them all. Basically, you count them nest at a time right off the aerial imagery to get an accurate count. And so we've got like 20 years of counts, with a count every 5 years or so. One thing I was noticing when I was looking at that colony, the Garden Island, was that the cormorants were doing something interesting. So the cormorants are dark birds. They're kind of blackish, and today's a hot day. No real clouds in the sky. I'm starting to heat up, and I've got a light-colored shirt on. You can imagine how much more you'd heat up being a dark bird. A lot of the adults sitting on the nest have their heads stuck up in the air and their throat open, and sometimes you can see them flutter their throat. But basically, birds don't sweat. They need a different way to dissipate heat. It's kind of evaporation through the lungs. So I've seen this with crows and ravens as well. They're also dark birds, and on really hot days you see them just kind of with their head in the sky, towards the sky, and they're just beak open, trying to regulate their body temp that way. But cormorants could do something else. Is they actually have a gland at the top of their tail to waterproof their feathers, but they don't use it. And so you might see cormorants sitting on a rock with their wings spread. They're drying their feathers because they don't waterproof them. And so when looking at this colony, some of the birds are heading down into the water, going back up to the colony. They've got evaporative cooling going on as their wet feathers dry.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.